Here at 8:30, we welcome in the crew joining us on behalf of the North Platte Plainsmen. We have Chuck and Myra joining us today. Guys, thank you for taking some time for us.
Oh, we appreciate you making time for us. This
Absolutely.
Is great.
Absolutely. Myra, I'll have you pull that mic up a little bit closer to you if you don't mind. Sorry.
Of course.
Now, guys, North Platte Plainsmen, you guys are representing the Jackets here. And Chuck, this is an exciting thing coming to our community.
Well, just having the Jackets an exciting thing because it takes some time to get this stuff going. Yeah. Well, we opened for business about a month and a half ago. And, for people that don't know who we are a collegiate wood bat baseball team coming mm-hmm. to town this summer for our first year. We're going to be playing at Bill Wood Field. And what we do is it's affordable family entertainment. So on our end of things, with Myra and Christina and I, we put together the show. When people come to the games, where there's music and food and beer and hot dogs and throwing T-shirts in the stands and fireworks.
Sure.
So we work on that, and that's what we do in the off season, and that's what we've been really really pounding for the last month and a half, is getting that going and letting people know who we are, and this helps a lot. So we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And then on the other end of things is our coach J.M. Kelly, who mm-hmm. is putting together our actual team, the team you're going to see play on the field.
Sure, assembling the roster, if you will.
Correct. And we hired J.M. First thing we did, because we've known him for a couple years and we know the quality of players that he's going to bring in. So it's really kind of a it's an exciting time for us to just put this thing together and get it going. And people think that, oh gosh, you're not going to start playing until May 24th. That's so far away. But I think it's really not. I think it's 86 days or 89 days.
March
now,
is already here, and time's a funny thing.
And if you look outside, we could play today if you wanted to.
Yeah, feel the weather. I mean, this would be favorable weather to be playing in.
Yeah, and really, if you look at it, In the baseball world, spring training should be starting now, and you're kind of transitioning into that part of the year. So I think we're here at kind of the right time. And so that's kind of what we're doing. But really what I wanted to do is make sure that Myra is going to talk about host families. One of the very, very important things that we do is when we bring our players into town is we need places for them to stay. And mm-hmm. and Myra is our guru in that. And she's worked with us in our other for people that don't know, Myra and I also own the Western Nebraska Pioneers and the Casper Horseheads in this league, and we are part of the ownership group here in North Platte. So Myra is in charge of our host family, so if we want to hand it off to her.
Yes, and Myra, these are college students we're talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
That are in need of host families. And what kind of individuals are we looking for to host these young men?
I always encounter people, families that are worried, I don't have a very nice home. I don't have a luxurious home. That's not what we're looking for.
Don't have to have a castle.
You don't have to have a castle. As long as it's all I want is for our players, our guys, and also our interns, we have to house them as well. We ask that they are in a safe environment when they're in town. As I don't know if you know, but we have about 64 games in 73 days. So it's a very, very fast-paced season. But half of that season, the players are out of town.
Sure.
And when they're in town, they're always either at the gym or at the ballpark, getting warmed up.
They might be at the house to eat occasionally, but
Correct.
The majority of the time is going to be spent sleeping and resting.
You betcha. Yes. And I know that some families will think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have this college guy living in my home. You know how much those guys can eat? Do I have to, chauffeur them around? Absolutely not. You're not responsible. As a host family, you're not responsible for feeding the players, for driving them around. The players come with their own vehicle. Mm-hmm. And those who don't, I always make sure that they're partnered up with a player who does have a vehicle.
Sure. I think when you hear of host families, you think of perhaps some high school-aged individuals that, yes, you would need to drive those adolescents around. But mind you, these are college kids.
Yes.
They have driver's license more than likely. And if not, like you said, accommodations are going to be made. They will have transportation.
Yes. And right before, as soon as I start matching families with players and interns, I always make sure that those host families have the contact information for the players or the interns' parents.
Sure.
I always like to match them up before they come into town.
Sure.
By the time they roll into town, they're already familiar with each other. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because now I'm getting calls from players' parents and interns' parents asking me, where is North Platte, Nebraska? and the hesitancy consistency in their voice, you know, I have to reassure them, your mm-hmm. son's going to be very well taken care of. Host families are awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't even begin to tell the host families how vital their participation in our organization is.
Absolutely.
We definitely couldn't do this without them. And we always, you know, look for ways to show them our love and our appreciation. We can't pay them, but we sure could give them a lot of love. You know, we give them season tickets for them, for their household members.
Sure.
We give them their identification as a host family. They're always getting that recognition during the games. You know, we have exclusive events just for our host families.
How cool.
And they get 25% off concessions and gear.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, and like I said, you know, the exclusive events that we have, we always announce that to the public. And we get a lot of, well, why can't I come to that?
I would have been a part of this.
Family. I would have done this.
Now's your opportunity then to get into these things. And how many host families are you looking for now?
I am looking for 30 right now.
Okay.
I've got 3 so far. And as much
Good
as
start.
I love doing this, this is my worst nightmare, because all I kept thinking is, oh my gosh, what if I don't have enough host families?
Sure. The mind goes to worst case scenario.
Exactly. And I guess in a way, you know, as positive as I am, I always like to be prepared for the worst.
Sure.
So that you know how to tackle it. In this situation, if I don't have enough host families and the players, they start arriving around, our opening day is May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So they start getting in about May 20th, 21st, including the entrance might get a little bit earlier because they need to kind of get ready for the season.
More preparations
exactly.
on that side of things.
Correct, yes. So my worst nightmare is, oh my gosh, they're going to roll in. I'm not going to have enough host families. What am I going to do? You know, do I take them home? And I can't because we own this thing. We're part owners of this team. So my worst nightmare is not having enough host families.
Sure.
And lo and behold, every year we're blessed enough to, when the time comes, people do step up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once I definitely go in, you know, and start, you know, telling them what my worry is, I don't have enough host families, I only have this many, people start stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happened in Gary, Nebraska and Casper, Wyoming. You know, the fans and the community are welcoming and they're loving enough to understand, you know, the urgency of having enough host
sure.
families.
So if there's anybody out there, Meyer, that wants to learn more about becoming a host family, or maybe they want to sign up to become one, how can they do so?
You can either go to our website, NorthPlatteplainsmen.com, or you can email me at Myra, M-A-Y-R-A, at NorthPlatteplainsmen.com. And my phone number is 535-1428. You can, even if you have just a question or you're curious
sure.
about the program, please feel free to call me. You know, if you have to leave me a voicemail, I will call you right away and kind of, you know, address your issues or your
sure.
concerns. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to add before we wrap up this morning?
Well, I guess really overall, we are really kind of overwhelmed by the reception that we've gotten since
yes,
we've been
awesome.
Here. It's really neat to you know, we were looking at North Platte as a place for college wood bat baseball for about 5 years now, and
oh,
we
cool.
finally got it done. And just the reception that we've had, we can't tell you how much we appreciate that. Everywhere we go, you know, people think this is a good thing to bring to town. It's a good quality of life asset, and we want to work really hard to live up to that. So really, just the appreciation that we want to show everybody for the reception we've gotten so far. I just can't tell you how much it means to us.
Absolutely. And Chuck, like you said too at the beginning, this is good family fun entertainment that folks are going to be able to enjoy right here in North Platte at Billwood Field.
Yep, and that's our goal. And again, on our end of things, you know, the front office end of things, that's our goal. I can't control balls and strikes and home runs and all that, but we can sure control whether you're going to have a good time at the ballpark, and we're going to make sure that you do that.
Absolutely. As Mother Nature needs to cooperate too with you. So.
don't talk like that. We don't use those kind of words around here. Every day is baseball day. Today's March 2nd. It's a perfect day for baseball.
This is baseball weather.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. So
absolutely.
So we don't
America's pastime.
Yeah. And again, it's something we can't control. If
yep.
something happens, well, we deal with it. But
roll
we,
with the punches.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We play every day, and we can't wait to get going. We open May 24th against our other team, the Pioneers. So that's going to be fun.
Yes.
House divided for you.
Yes.
Well, not for me, because I always tell people my thing is I root for the home team. Home team pays the bills. Myra is is in a different situation, and mainly because she does do the host family, she gets a lot closer to these guys than, sure. than I really do. So when these guys come in from the Pioneers on May 24th, she's going to know them all already, and so... She just,
what a
she
cool
just,
personal connection you have, though.
And you know what?
These makes the sport so much more unique for
oh
you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And it's funny because, like I said, you know, when the parents start calling, they have no clue where North Platte is. Mm-hmm. But they come out. They usually, most families, players' families, or interest families will come out and spend a week or two in town.
Which just is to great of, for a tourism oh, industry.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And I have yet, in Nebraska, you know, Nebraska especially, every family who has been to Gary, Nebraska or Scottsbluff, Nebraska in the last 5 years have always come back to visit mm-hmm. for a vacation. Whereas, you Good. Know, had it not been for that, for their son or their daughter as an intern being in Garing, they would have never, you know, known about Garing or Scottsbluff.
Couldn't pick it out on the map.
Exactly.
But now they can.
And that is my hope here. That is what I'm aiming for.
And that's that's about to happen here in North Platte too. So.
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool.
It's really good note that it's a really good tourism thing. And we know how important tourism is around here. So, we can't wait to get started. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck, if folks want to learn more about the North Platte Plainsmen and perhaps become involved in a variety of ways as a host family, volunteer in another aspect, yep. how can they learn more and perhaps become engaged?
There's two ways, and Myra mentioned before. Our website is very, I think, well, your website's never done. Yeah, anybody does a website, no, your website's never done. But there's a lot of information there about working for us in the summertime. We have paid jobs. We have volunteer opportunities. We have host family opportunities, sponsorships. If you go to NorthPlatteplainsmen.com, or call us at 535-1428. Mm-hmm. We have our office open right downtown. We're ready to go. Christina's here every day, and she, between the three of us, will take good care of you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, guys, we very much appreciate the time. Look forward to having you in the studio again before opening day.
It means a lot to be here, so thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys.